This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The government shutdown has dragged into day seven. On Monday evening, the Senate once again failed to pass a stopgap spending bill to get federal employees back to work. Worries are now spreading about when another paycheck will come. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Some 4 million federal workers left wondering when they'll get their next paycheck and if they'll still have their jobs. President Trump has repeatedly threatened mass firings across the federal government the longer this shutdown drags on, but they haven't started yet.
President Trump Monday said Sean Diddy Combs has reached out to ask for a pardon following his conviction on two prostitution-related charges. A rep for the disgraced rap mogul declined ABC's request for comment. Combs was sentenced Friday to over 4 years in prison and was fined $500,000. Combs' attorneys, meanwhile, are asking a judge to let him serve his sentence at a New Jersey low-security federal prison, FCI Fort Dix, so the facility's drug treatment program can help him stay clean. This is ABC News. One of the most well-known names in science, Bill Nye, the science guy, is pushing back on proposed Trump administration NASA budget cuts. ABC's Chuck Severton.
Nye joined colleagues, space advocates, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill Monday to make a case for keeping NASA's funding intact, not cutting it by about a quarter next year. Nye says it will cause many people to leave NASA, and others, like Chinese astronauts, could shock America like the first man-made satellite from Russia did.
There's going to be a Sputnik moment when taikonauts, China National Space Administration, space travelers are on the moon in the next 5 years.
Nye's head of the nonprofit Planetary Society.
The U.S. Supreme Court Monday denied Google a stay in a year-old order to allow more competition. In a one-sentence decision, the Supreme Court upheld a U.S. district court order that Google give competitors access to its inventory of Android apps and make alternative options available from the Play Store. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me to, but after watching him, I think it's three for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, and mid-60s ahead for Wednesday. A slight shower chance later on Thursday, highs staying in the 60s. It's 55 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers, how are they faring? The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now.
But, what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's songs. Another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Monday, October 6, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into the old world headquarters downtown Madison, Wisconsin at the crossroads of State Street and Fairchild. Overcast day. Fall has arrived, Mr. Zommers. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on the Sam Davidson Street Cam. For those watching online, look at that beautiful shot there. A little cockeyed. I set the camera up today. As Grandpa used to say, don't be like the cockeyed seamstress. You couldn't menstruate.
Yeah, got to be careful when you're setting up cameras.
Got to be careful of that. There are a couple of cars going by. Not a lot of activity downtown Madison today, at least people, pedestrian traffic. Maybe people are staying inside, Sommers, after the beautiful weekend that we had in Wisconsin.
Maybe, especially because at least on my way in today, it was drizzling a little bit. So maybe people are just like, tut tut, it looks like rain, and they're staying inside.
It could be. It was a couple of sprinkles earlier, but it's that time of year, a little fall-like. Going to be a football game. By the way, it's homecoming week here in Madison for the University of Wisconsin Badgers, and some breaking news, and I'm not sure whether this is good or bad, because you always like national coverage, generally speaking, for our state, for our athletic programs. It's just been announced, according to Channel 3000 WISD-TV here in Madison, the Wisconsin football team will host top-ranked Ohio State on October 18th, and you can catch the game live on CBS. The actual kickoff at 2:30 in the afternoon. So the big Wisconsin-Ohio State game on October 18th here in Madison will be a prime time, at least prime time afternoon Saturday football viewing. It'll be the key game on CBS at 2:30. First, though, the Badgers face Iowa, or as my granddad and grandma used to say, Iowa. They face Iowa this Saturday for the homecoming game. It's a night game, 6 o'clock at Camp Randall. You can hear it on many of our stations. Iowa taking on Wisconsin, 4 o'clock for the pregame show. Just after 6 for the kickoff on RCE in Richland Center, LAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRPN in Rippin' Good Cookies, Wisconsin. How about that? So that's coming up. I'm going to the game. You're going with me, Zommers,
indeed,
courtesy of our friend Trigvi Olson, who will be in town. I think he's going to join us on the show on Friday. That'll be a lot of fun. And also, other breaking news I can now confirm via our co-executive producer, Chris Pauls. He has booked, and this is, I've been wanting this for a long time, for a guest. I can tell you that if you've ever gone to a Badger football game and heard, 1st and 10 Wisconsin,
First and 10, Wisconsin.
There you go. The man behind that voice is Mike Mankey. Mike Mankey, and he is going to be here on Friday.
That's awesome.
We're going to interview Mike Mankey and find out what it's like to be the voice of the Badgers on the PA side, both for football, he does volleyball, basketball. So Mike Mankey will be here from the University of Wisconsin Madison PA announcer. So I can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun. I think Brady Ewing may be along as well, former Badger and NFL veteran talking about homecoming. I hope that the Badgers can win this one. It'd be great to win the homecoming game. I'm pulling for them. I want them to win. But as our sports reporter Mike Clemens reported, they lost at the Big House over in Ann Arbor on Saturday, Michigan 24 and Wisconsin 10. And Luke Fickell chose to start the number three, the third string quarterback in that game. And you know what? The Badgers went down, scored first, 7-0. I did not get to see much of it for another, I'll tell you why in a minute. But the Badgers play, look, I'm not hating on the players at all. I think they're giving it their all. They played Michigan tough at Ann Arbor. And at 24-10, 3 minutes left to go, Wisconsin has the ball. And all three timeouts. And Coach Fickell decides to essentially wave the white flag and not use any of those timeouts. You're down two scores. And I think what it says to your players is there's no fight left in you. Or at least that's the message you're sending. And that was the takeaway from a lot of Badger fans on Saturday was, hey, you know what? The players showed some progress. Give them credit. But now why is Fickell essentially giving up? So
you just don't do that.
Very, very frustrating on the part of the head coach of Wisconsin. So I'm hoping everything comes together and they can get a win this Saturday against Iowa for the homecoming game. Let's hope that.
Hopefully. Hopefully he at least doesn't throw in the towel.
Right. And you can hear the Badgers on the Civic Media app as well if you're not living in one of those cities that I mentioned. So tune us in. If you don't have the app, you can download it on your Apple or Android device. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over there at CBS. We'll see. That's a whole other kettle of fish. But with the changes happening at CBS, I'll be interested to see her contract is up in May. I'll be interested to see whether Gail wants to go another round with these people.
Or whether or not they want her to.
Well, yeah. I just think that Gail's going to, I don't know her, obviously, but from what I read and have admired her career over the years, I just don't know that she's going to want to be part of this new CBS.
Well, a lot can happen between now and May.
It can, as we know. It can be a lifetime, indeed. A much shorter time tonight. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, got my Brewers October baseball stuff on. Got the Euchre jersey up here in the studio today. Brewers in game two of the NLDS against the Chicago Cubs. Pregame starts at 7:30. That's right. It's a late game tonight. First pitch just after 8 o'clock at AmFam Field. You can hear that one only over the air on RCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. So dial it in there on those great stations. Looking forward to the crew getting at it tonight. Going to do a what's worse for you in just a minute, but going to ask for your indulgence for a couple of moments. Don't normally do this. Don't do it too often. I don't think Zombers.
No.
But I do this for one reason. Two, I guess. Number one, to say thank you. And number two, just to talk about the subject of opportunity. Was very honored, humbled to go back to Richland Center this weekend for the University of Wisconsin Richland Alumni Gala dinner that happens every fall. Because I started out my comments on Saturday saying, I think there had been a great mistake happen, and they ran out of people to nominate. I was chosen along with four other people as outstanding alumni of the University of Wisconsin Richland for 2025. My fellow nominees or my fellow honorees, Ken Hansen, class of 1965 at at County Teachers College. Jane Goplin-Kinney, class of 67. Terry Kenothi, class of 76. And Julie Brock-Stebbins, class of 1973. I am the class of 1991 at UW Richland. Very honored, very humbled. I don't know that I deserved it, but what it did give me is an opportunity to thank a lot of people in my life who, if I've had any success professionally or otherwise, it's because of them. And so I use my time, and I'll give you a shortened version here, that what the campus to me means, and yes, I've talked about it on this show, my maternal grandmother, Marge Wallace, was one of the key people that started, that got that campus built in the late 60s. She went on to be the first woman to serve as dean of a UW system campus in Wisconsin. The student center was named after her, the Marjorie Wallace Student Center. Very, very proud of my grandmother. Broke glass ceiling, certainly for women in this state. And to attend that university and go to school there, it gave me the opportunity for a kid who grew up in a small town to meet people from other countries. The Central American Scholarship Program, which was helped to be started by former, the late Dean Tom Oates, Dr. Tom Oates, and Linda Gentis, who you've heard me talk about, passed away about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And had it not been for those people bringing the Central American Scholarship Program there, I would not have met a lot of people that are my friends that I call family today, including my two godsons, whose mom was originally from El Salvador and whose dad is from Spring Green, who went to that university. That's how I met them. And then I had all my professors there. Gene Burkett, by the way, my English professor and theater professor, at 97, I believe, was there at this luncheon, and she is going to be back on the stage for the Community Players Theater for their latest production this fall. And she is sharp as a tack.
Still getting it done.
Still getting it done. Professor Bob Hershey was there as well, one of the charter faculty. John Poole, the great recruiter. So many other people. Dion Kempthorne, one of the former deans at the campus. A lot of people to thank there. My public school teachers, Otis Scott, Ken Thede, Ken Lewis, Dr. Jerry Bauer, history professor at the campus. And then I'll skip over the rest. My family, certainly my mom, my sister, my two nieces, Addison and Isabel, my brother-in-law, Mike, who all made the trip from Eau Claire to be there. But I wrapped it up with this. I told this story on the air, so I'll give you the shortened version now. That you'll remember this year we did the show at Green Bay Preble High School for the Wisconsin Public Education Network. And we ended the show with having Nikki Vandermullen, the first person with autism elected to the Madison School Board. And she talked about the fact that in sixth grade, teachers told her parents that she never graduated from high school. But her parents fought for her opportunity. And not only did she graduate from college, now she's on the Madison School Board. And so I think that even though Jay Rothman and the Board of Regents and a number of people in the legislature, and quite frankly, I'm disappointed in the governor, Governor Evers, about this, that UW Richland was closed, the brick and mortar, the bricks and the copper roofs. But our educational facilities in the state are more than brick and mortar. They're an idea, a spirit, the Wisconsin idea. And so even though our little college at UW Richland after 55 years was closed down, the spirit of that place lives on. It's not about me. It's about all the people that preceded me and came after me. And the fact that the Alumni Association is still giving out thousands of dollars in scholarships to high school kids from Southwest Wisconsin every year to go to college. They're still getting it done. And that's what it's about, in my opinion. In rough times, and public education is being attacked from K-12 through the university. But whatever, anybody listening to my voice, if you have an opportunity to give to someone, do it. It doesn't have to be money. Just give people an opportunity, because that's all a lot of people need is an opportunity. And then they're going to fly. So thanks a lot to the University of Wisconsin-Richland Alumni Association. And I hope this inspires other people to take opportunities. Give people opportunities. We're going to come back, give you our what's worse for today. Don't miss it. Speaking of reunions, Are you a high school reunion person? We'll explain to the other side. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So, you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Network 22 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, October 6, 2025. Glad to have you along. Getting some word from many of our listeners that the app maybe have a couple of bugs in it. We're working, our fine engineers are all over it. They're on top of it. If you're not getting volume on the old Civic Media app, keep refreshing it, keep trying. You can also find us, I think, still at civicmedia.us. Is that true, Zomers? People can listen there?
Yeah.
All right, so... He's busy trying to fix the problem. Yeah, you understand? Exactly. He's working on it. Civicmedia.us on the Civic Media website. You can check out there. And, of course, on terrestrial radio over many of our fine stations here at the Civic Media Radio Network. By the way, Harvest Moon tonight. Harvest Moon. I was coming back from Michelin Center last night as the moon was rising. Andre Bad Moon Rising. One of Chris Berman's best nicknames ever on ESPN. The big Harvest Moon. And it reminded me, my maternal grandfather, Warren Wallace, was a great, and my grandma Wallace, we go camping, and there was a song, Harvest Moon. I apologize, but it went, shine on, Harvest Moon, up in the sky. For I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, July. Snow time, ain't no time to stay indoors and spoon. Cause I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July. Harvest Moon. You ever sing that song?
I have not.
The Zomers is looking like neither should you.
No, anyway, I'm just like, I have no idea what that is.
You're a Boy Scout, Eagle Scout. I thought maybe that was a campfire song people would sing.
That's not one that I ever learned, at least. I don't know.
Maybe it was a Richland Center song. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right, 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
your choice is yours.
You can deal with this, or you can deal with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to, no prizes involved. No cash to give away. You see, it's been so long, Zomers, with the text to win. I forgot how to open this up. It is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. I was back in RC. It wasn't really a class reunion, although the Richland Center homecoming for high school was this weekend, and I think a couple of classes had their class reunion. Oh, here's another. This, I almost forgot this. This is perhaps the best part of the weekend. So, homecoming this weekend, and you know, there's some, nothing destructive, but, you know, kids still toilet paper trees in Richland Center during homecoming. And so, mom's house didn't get hit directly because there's no real trees in her front yard, but her next door neighbors got their tree TP'd pretty well. Beautiful job. And it had not rained in Richland Center at all. And so it was all dry, right? And so on Sunday, we go out and mom starts going over. She goes, well, I'm going to take that off the neighbor's tree. It's just going to blow over my yard. So she goes over there and she comes back with half of a toilet paper roll that was unused that just kind of landed in the yard. And she'd wrapped up all this toilet paper by the tree and it was dry. And she goes, well, I'm going to take this in. I won't have to worry about toilet paper for the rest of the week.
You know, fair enough. If it works, it works.
And if she's listening at home, which she oftentimes is, she's probably saying, now, why would he say that on the air? I said, you're not actually, well, why not? And it, as my brother-in-law pointed out, it was not like cheap, you know, generic toilet. It was like Charmin double quilt. No, it was like Charmin double quilted.
I mean, yeah, then that, you know what? It's free.
Right.
As long as it's not all nasty.
No, it was clean as a whistle. So there you go. There's a little news you can use. Don't knock the TPing of the neighborhood during homecoming because you might be able to recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's a reuse right there, I think. Just don't do it in the other order.
Exactly right. All right. Category today, what's worse, high school reunion or no high school reunion? High school reunion or no high school reunion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, high school reunion or no high school reunion? You can also text us on the old Civic Media app. Download it for free. Download it at your Apple or Android device on the App Store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute, and it is free. The Civic Media app. What's worse, high school reunion or no high school reunion? Our own Catherine Lake, general manager of WMDX here in Madison, says, of my old Harvest Moon song, she says, if that song isn't a promo, I don't know radio. Well, Catherine knows radio. So I guess there you go. Our work for today is done, Zomers.
I know what I'm doing, yeah.
And by the way, shout out to Catherine Lake and all of our great people. I regret I wasn't in town on Sunday yesterday because they had the big Alzheimer's walk and fundraiser here in Madison. And both Catherine and my family have been touched by dementia and Alzheimer's, as I know many of you have as well. And John and Gordy crew, Dom the Italian Stallion Lee was out there. Did you make it? You did not?
No.
I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
I am so sorry to all of you that I couldn't go.
You could go.
Not that I couldn't go, that I forgot. I woke up, I checked my notepad of stuff to do, and I'm like, you know what? That was this morning.
But your intention was there. It was well-intentioned. But congratulations to Catherine, John, and Gordy crew. Everybody here at WMDX. Like Megan was there. Denise was there. A few other people. And raising money for Alzheimer's. Do what y'all can. And I'll hope that it works in my calendar to be there next year to help out. So congrats to all of them. What's worse, high school reunion or no high school reunion? Robert in McFarland says high school reunion as long as we can drink. So what's worse is none then? I guess.
Yeah. What he's saying is that if you can't drink, then having it is worse. Right. But if you're allowed to, then not having it's worse.
Matt in Middleton says having a reunion is worse, as I would feel pressure to go. And in the cafeteria food. Oh, and the cafeteria food has not improved. More of your answers after this. I'll tell you a high school reunion story of my own. High score union or no high score union, what's worse? 855-752-4842. Farm News is next to Pam Young. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for lacrosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The government shutdown has dragged into day seven. On Monday evening, the Senate once again failed to pass a stopgap spending bill to get federal employees back to work. Worries are now spreading about when another paycheck will come. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Some 4 million federal workers left wondering when they'll get their next paycheck and if they'll still have their jobs. President Trump has repeatedly threatened mass firings across the federal government the longer this shutdown drags on, but they haven't started yet.
President Trump Monday said Sean Diddy Combs has reached out to ask for a pardon following his conviction on two prostitution-related charges. A rep for the disgraced rap mogul declined ABC's request for comment. Combs was sentenced Friday to over 4 years in prison and was fined $500,000. Combs' attorneys, meanwhile, are asking a judge to let him serve his sentence at a New Jersey low-security federal prison, FCI Fort Dix, so the facility's drug treatment program can help him stay clean. This is ABC News.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3, lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickle.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me to, but after watching them, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed 2 or 3 times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for lacrosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. And mid-60s ahead for Wednesday. A slight shower chance later on Thursday. Highs staying in the 60s. It's 55 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We could do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No one knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station,
and on the app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so be
fight.
True to your school.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great song. I haven't heard that in a long time. Thank you, Zomerins. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock, Monday, October 6, 2025. Aaron Zomerins play the tunes on the board. Be true to your school. We're right in the middle of today's What's Worse, High School Reunion or No High School Reunion? What's worse, having a high school reunion, having to go to that, or not having a high school reunion? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ollie, listening up in the North Woods. Ollie, hope you had a good weekend. Welcome back to the show. High school reunion or no high school reunion? What's worse?
Well, that's kind of a trick question, isn't it?
A bit, maybe,
yeah.
If
you didn't go to your high school reunion, how will you know what's worse, going or not going?
Right?
I suggest that you be careful, for Terry Barr might have you on Pete's show to sing that Shine On Harvest Moon song.
Right? Yeah. I was a choir kid, you know. I don't have the best voice, but I haven't sung really in a long time. And you see, your voice gets
That's
worse.
That's a great song to sing too.
You really? So you know that Shine On Harvest Moon.
I know it. I used to work in home health, and I worked with a gentleman whose brother would come and sing the ukulele and sing lots of old-time songs.
See?
And that was one of his favorite songs.
Well, thank you. See, I'm not completely crazy.
No, you're not.
Good job. Well, thank you. So at the end of the day, what's worse, having a high school reunion or no high school reunion?
Well, I didn't go to my high school reunion. So, but I, like I said, I think it's pretty hard to decide if you didn't go, which one would be worse.
Right,
it might have been worse if you did go.
Good point, Ollie. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. What's worse, high school reunions or no high school reunions? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Chris, listening down in beautiful Janesville via WMDX. Chris says, worse is having reunions for years 10, 15, and 20. All right, but Zomers and I talked about this off the air, because normally it's every 5 years. And you're saying, Zomers, you did not have a 5-year class reunion.
I don't remember seeing anything about it.
Did it happen during COVID?
I graduated high school in 2017, so that would be 2022. So yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know. Maybe COVID just threw it off, or maybe I wasn't invited, or maybe it went to my spam, or who knows.
Well, I mean, I think everybody in the class, if they have it, you don't necessarily have to get a personal invitation. If it's announced
and
you're a member of that class, you're welcome to go.
I don't remember seeing anything about it, but, you know, that might be my fault.
Also, Lori, listening up in beautiful Hayward. Of course, we've done the show there several times for the Birkebeiner and the Lumberjack World Championship with Greg and Jane up there. I love Hayward, a great station, WBZH. Lori, listening in on WBZH in Hayward. I said earlier that my mom had recycled her neighbor's tree, got toilet papered, and the toilet paper was in fine shape, and she said, well, I'm going to use this. And I was laughing about this. Mom, have no fear. Lori in Hayward is admonishing me, saying, hey, Todd, I like the way your mother thinks. Waste not, want not. Lori from Hayward. So there you go. Lori on mom's side. Very good. Brett in Brown Deer on WAUK. No reunion is worse because I left school after I got a GED and joined the military. So I never get the invite. Well, that's terrible. You should get the invite, Brett. Come on now. And by the way, thank you very much for your service to our country. Extraordinarily important. I think that's something, as someone who works in military affairs for our former congressman, I think it's something that's not talked about enough today, which is, look, nothing wrong with college, nothing wrong with tech school, nothing going into the workforce, but certainly nothing wrong. In fact, everything right about if you feel a calling to join the military. So God love you, Brett. Thanks for doing that to everybody else who is, chooses to go into our all-voluntary military these days. What else we have here? Robert, did you make a mistake? Robert McFarland, listening to WMDX, says high school reunion as long he was apologizing earlier because he said he was driving while trying to text. Don't do that, Robert. Thanks for listening while you drive, but pull over if you're going to text. Megan in Sun Prairie, listening to WMDX, says I never had a formal high school reunion because of COVID. So I guess I'm fine without one. All right, that makes sense. Matt Middleton, reunion is worse. Matt, listening on WMDX, says, I would feel pressured to go, and I'm not sure the – oh, that we read that one as well. Sorry.
On YouTube, though, PJ says, high school reunions are worse. In my experience, the high school that I attended always wants to throw their reunions at expensive golf clubs and resorts.
Oh, yeah.
The last one I was invited to was asking for $50 a plate at a golf resort club. I declined the invitation, and they stopped inviting me.
That's terrible.
And apparently his parents' class always had their reunions at a local park with potluck and beverages. See, that's what I would expect.
Right. We've last couple of ones for the class of 88 in Richland Center. I think they do a good job because we get together at a local establishment and it's basically a cash bar and there's some music and if people want to order their own food, they can. But it's very chill. It's very informal. And that to me is because you get to see people and chat and catch up. And I think it gets better the older that you get. People kind of lose the clickiness or whatever. And you just realize we're all people and you get along. So here's my story. Maybe I've told a version of this before long ago, Summers. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not going to name names to protect the guilty. But this is years ago. This is like the 10th class reunion. So it was a long time ago. And there was the early ones we had for our class reunion were more formal. And so I was there and a good friend of mine and his wife was there and they did not live in the area. And so another classmate of ours was at the bar and he had had a few too many. And he was talking to my friend's wife who did not grow up in Richland Center. And he says to her, and I have to kind of, modify this for radio. He, remember, he's had too many, And he goes, it's really good to see you and your husband. And you guys should come more often because your husband and I could go fishing. And then, you and my wife could bake a cake. and she looked at me. I was on the other side of her. And she says, I'm not baking any effing cake.
Good for her.
True story with the names withheld. One of my all-time favorite class reunion moments.
That's very good. See, and that's what I'm missing. I don't have anything like that at the moment.
Right, yeah. Well, it gets, as you get older, I think people kind of chill out anyway. All right, that wraps up another edition of What's Worse. Join us hour two tomorrow for the final edition of What's Worse. All right, a little newsy news. We had Jane Matner on earlier. Matner on air. I know she and Greg touched on this story this morning, but I wanted to just reiterate it. This is from Wisconsin Public Radio. As Congress remains deadlocked on a funding agreement to reopen many federal services, Wisconsin GOP Representative Glenn Grothman says it's time to permanently lay off thousands of government employees to reduce spending. Quote, I would certainly hope that President Trump would step up and let go. Certainly the Department of Defense, probably other departments as well. Find 100,000 or 200,000 jobs that are not necessary, unquote. He told Wisconsin's WPR's Wisconsin Today. The federal government employs about 2 million people, about 18,000 of which are in Wisconsin. The White House has signaled thousands of government layoffs could begin as soon as this week as a result of the government shutdown. So Glenn's, and again, you have to really appreciate this guy, that he doesn't hold back. Whether you agree or disagree, he's just going to lay it out there. But I hope the constituents of Congressman Grothman, when they go to the polls next year, that you remember that your Congressman Glenn Grothman was calling upon the president to fire 100,000 to 200,000 people in this country, federal workers, specifically naming the Department of Defense.
That's a big number.
So all you great folks, speaking of our military, and remember, it's not just people who are active duty military. There are all kinds of civilian support people in our military bases of Wisconsin, which we have many.
Well, in his opinion, they are, quote, people sitting in cubicles on a computer. There is a lot of anecdotal evidence out there that these people aren't working that hard, unquote.
Well, remember, Glenn is the only former state senator, Republican state senator, who used to order his staff to work on Martin Luther King Day because he didn't think it was a real holiday. That's true.
Interesting.
So there's that. All right. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Time once again to see what's popping with Robin Voss.
Love to hear the Robin go tweet, 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 rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet.
Time once again for What's Poppin' with Robin Voss. The I love hearing the popcorn effect. The Republican Assembly Speaker of the State Assembly. He has a side hustle. He's a popcorn guy. He sells popcorn. Not like vending.
Yeah, not door-to-door or anything.
Right. He has a company that... But he doesn't grow it. I think he just is like the middle person.
I believe so.
Yeah. We should actually order... I've never had any of his popcorn. Have you?
No.
All right. This comes to us from WizPolitics and also from WISN Upfront program, great program on the weekends. Republican Robin Voss, the state's longest-serving speaker, says he's considering not running for re-election next year. Quote, I'm considering it, unquote, Voss told Upfront, which is produced in partnership with WizPolitics. Quote, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think through, like, I've done this for a long time. How long am I going to be able to do it? I don't know. Now that Tony Evers is leaving, I'm kind of excited about the fact of working with a different governor. So I just have to decide. I won't decide until sometime in January, unquote. Now, this is interesting because I hadn't reported this or talked about it on the air because I hadn't really substantiated it. I heard this rumor a couple of weeks ago what I'm hearing, again, allegedly, well, I heard it, but allegedly, that Voss is considering not just not running again, but actually resigning from the assembly, which would make sense because when you're the assembly speaker, you are in control of what's called RAC, the Republican Committee to Elect or whatever they call it over there. It's the political arm of the assembly. And so if you're not going to run for re-election, you would probably make way for a new speaker for the majority to try to retain that majority, which looks dicey with new maps. We'll come back and discuss that a little bit and talk about orchards on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. Fall is here. It'll be a little cooler than last week. A little bit more wet, moist, a little rain in the air, but not washing things out. And then a sports report with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who will be live on the scene tonight down in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. The game number 2 of the National League Divisional Series between the Chicago Cubs visiting the Milwaukee Brewers. Pre-game show kicks off tonight at 7:30 with the first pitch at AmFam just after 8 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward, over the air only. We cannot stream it on the Civic Media app because Major League Baseball owns those rights. If you're listening to us on WAUK Milwaukee, be aware, if it hasn't started already, that rush hour traffic is going to be a little crazy because people coming into town both ways, right? Coming up from Chicago and coming down from other parts of the state. So pack your patience, as they say. Traffic around Milwaukee, especially around AmFam, going to be a little heavier than usual for that drive home this afternoon. But wish the crew luck. I feel good. Feel good about it. And I know they can get it done here, game 2, and then all they got to do is win one of the last 3 of that 5-game series. They're on to the championship series. But one game at a time. Brewers tonight hosting the Chicago Cubs, 8 o'clock just thereafter for the first pitch on many of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up tomorrow on this program, they have a brand new Capital Reporting a reporter, that is, at Wisconsin Watch. So looking forward to that. She's going to be here talking about a new bill regarding homelessness and veterans. So a very important issue. So be here tomorrow. We'll hear from Wisconsin Watch's new political reporter. Looking forward to that and all new What's Worse as well.
I wonder if that's the same bill that...
It is not.
No, it's not. Oh, no, I know which one it is, though.
Yeah.
I know which one it is, though.
Ahmaud Rivera's bill, Rivera-Wagner's bill. But no, this was regarding specifically for veteran homeless. But I mean,
right.
they're similar as well, so that'll be good. Quick note, it's the story we're wrapping up about State Representative Robin Voss appearing on the Upfront program over the weekend, saying he's considering not running again for another term in the Assembly. And I said, well, what I'm hearing, I'm unsubstantiated. But as Trump would say, a lot of people are saying that Voss is not only considering not running again, but actually might resign from the Assembly yet in 2026, which would make sense because the leader of your party in either house is the person who is basically in charge of getting incumbents reelected and recruiting new people. So if you're not, if you know you're not going to be there post-election, it would make sense to make way for a new speaker, a new Republican leader in the Assembly, and that person. And PJ, watching on YouTube, says, Robin Voss resigned? That music to my ears. I get it, PJ. You know, but also a little bit of be careful what we wish for. Because, believe it or not, there are more MAGA-leaning people in the Assembly Republican caucus than Robin Voss. Could one of them be the new speaker? And what would that mean for Wisconsin? Time will tell. Zomers also tallied up some news. We talked about the fact that Robin Voss has this side hustle, this popcorn company. And Zomers, you did a little work on this. I did not know this. Give us this factoid.
So in 1996, Robin Voss purchased Rojo's Popcorn, a company in Burlington, Wisconsin. So Robin Voss's popcorn company is called Rojo's.
Which, of course, is the nickname or a nickname for United States Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. He's often referred to as Rojo, usually by people who don't really like him.
Yeah.
But the fact that Robin Voss's popcorn company is Rojo's Popcorn, as Chris Myers and the late, great Johnny Carson were fond of saying, I did not know that.
It's pretty good, though.
Absolutely. Our friend, my former pastor at Peace United Methodist Church, Sarah Cheney, tuning in via Facebook down in Missouri. Thanks for the congrats there, Sarah. More importantly, she says, go Brewers. That kind of hurts, but it's only fair. That is huge. Coming from Sarah, even coming from a pastor and with a heart of humility and gold, but still she is a true red Cardinals fan through and through. But I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, she's from Missouri, right? And so for Sarah to give the Brewers good wishes tonight, that's say that. Wow, I'm impressed, Sarah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, my friend. Hope you're doing well down there in beautiful Missouri. All right, Zomers, do we have anything else to clean up here before we go? Are we pretty good?
Got apples.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. So I was at Oakwood Fruit Farm yesterday with the family for customer appreciation days, and they have a brand new apple. I have it here in my hot little hands. Well, new to them. They just started growing it here 2-3 years ago, called Rave, R-A-V-E, Rave, also known as First Kiss. And what did Jeff Perry say earlier?
That he said he used to dance under the name Rave.
Yes, Jeff Perry said he used to dance under the name Rave and First Kiss. I did not know that either. But here now, let's do a little give one to Zomers. So forgive us for eating in front of you, but listen to this pop. Here we go. Mmm. Drip.
Crisp and juicy.
Absolutely.
Just what you want from an apple, in my opinion.
This could not be better. A great apple. Get out and support your local orchards this fall. And if you're in Southwest Wisconsin, take a trip. One of our great sponsors, Oakwood Fruit Farm. Go see the Lewises. Out there, the Lewis Farm, Oakwood Fruit Farm is the same thing, as it turns out. A great show today. Many thanks to Jane Matinere. Listen to her every morning from 9 to 11 on Matinere on Air with Greg Bach. Many thanks to Zomers as well. We'll have people from Wisconsin watch here tomorrow. And go crew! Let's go Brewers! Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The showdown is intensifying over President Trump's move to deploy the National Guard to more American cities like Portland, which the president Monday called, quote, a burning hellhole. Portland's mayor and Oregon's governor disagree, saying they are well-equipped to handle a group of protesters stationed in front of the city's ICE headquarters, and they don't need an influx of federal National Guard troops. Portland Police Chief Bob Day telling ABC News.
I think any time we increase the national attention, it draws in a lot of folks that are not necessarily from the area, but they're looking to maybe create some energy. And the National Guard is not needed at this time for this particular problem.
A Reach Air Medical Services helicopter crashed onto a major California freeway late Monday. The Sacramento Fire Department says that accident left three people in critical condition, all crew members. There were no patients on board. No bystanders were hurt. The helicopter did not crash into any cars on Highway 50. This is ABC News.